And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 85. A chance of fog this morning in the low-lying areas. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping local news, two people were injured during a four-wheel off-road vehicle accident Friday night near Marnie. 47-year-old Tricia Bell was seriously injured while a 5-year-old female suffered a gash to her head. The accident happened just west of Marnie along Highway 83 at around 9:13 p.m. Atlantic and Marnie Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, responded to the scene. LifeNet transported Bell from the Cass County Hospital to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The 5-year-old was transported by Medevac to CCMH for treatment of her injuries. The Red Oak Police Department reports one person was arrested for disorderly conduct last night. 40-year-old Eric Michael Hufstutlier of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:50 p.m. at 401 West Washington Street. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 cash bond. An Atlantic man was arrested Thursday on an assault charge. The APD said Friday 55-year-old Jeffrey Pross was booked into the Cass County Jail for the alleged incident involving 22-year-old Cody Christensen at 2800 East 7th Street. Christensen suffered minor injuries during the altercation, which was reported at around 5 p.m. Thursday. Pross was released from the jail after posting bond. The Atlantic Police Department said Friday also that two local men had been arrested Thursday on burglary charges. 18-year-old Blake Zweck and 24-year-old Nathan Stone, both of Atlantic, were charged with two counts each of burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fourth, and theft in the fourth degrees. The charges are the result of an investigation into a burglary July 21st at the local Can Redemption Center and an adjacent pet grooming business near Commerce and Lynn Streets. The loss, including cash and various items, was estimated at about $400. Zweck and Stone were booked into the Cass County Jail and held. Well, persons interested in bow hunting in Atlantic are advised to pick up their instruction packet from the Atlantic Police Department. The information packets are available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Once the packet is filled out by the hunter, it must be signed by Police Chief Steve Green. If you're already qualified to hunt, you won't have any further issues to contend with. It's the third year the city is making bow hunting available within the city limits. Lieutenant Dave Erickson with the APD said the number of deer harvested each year continues to grow, with last year being very successful. Erickson says bow hunting is made available to the public with certain exemptions and requirements.
The ones that have not qualified with us in the past, they can still pick up a packet, but they need to make an appointment with me to show that they got proficiency in shooting. Everything else in this packet, I mean, it explains the rules and the city ordinance. The hunting seasons mirror the DNR.
Hunters must be 18 years of age or older and have a state of Iowa hunting license. They must also have a deer tag or tags issued by the DNR. Erickson says the one thing they're requesting is that anyone who wants the public to hunt deer on their property to call the police department Monday through Friday and submit their name. The list of property owners' names who will allow hunting will then be made available for hunters to contact and provide information as to when they would like to request permission to do so. Antlerless deer tags will be available.
The antlerless tags, I mean, they have to take a doe for us first or an antlerless deer. Then they're allowed to hunt a buck in the city limits. But if they want to continue hunting does or antlerless, the city will reimburse them for the tag that they purchased through the DNR. All they have to do is call the police department when they harvest a deer. We have to verify it, and then they just take the tag down to the city hall and they'll get reimbursed for the doe tag up to $28.50.
Up to 6 doe tags per person are allowed for the reimbursement. There are restrictions on where bow hunting will be allowed.
And they can't hunt on a city park, city property, things like that. But I mean, they can get with other landowners and they know people out there, they can get permission to hunt there. They just have to get the packet, get it filled out, get it signed, and then they're good to go. All we're giving away is a permission slip, basically, to hunt in the city limits. They still have to purchase the tags from the DNR just like normal hunting season.
Among the other things to note this year, hunting will not be allowed if your paperwork is not filled out and copies are on file at the police department. All hunters must respect the property lines of the land they are hunting on and be courteous to residents of adjoining properties. Hunters must carry a cell phone with them in case a law enforcement officer needs to contact them with regard to any complaints. Also, hunters should use safety harnesses while hunting from an elevated stand. Field dressings must be done outside the city limits of Atlantic. Persons needing to qualify for the in-city hunt will be required to pass a verbal and skill test conducted by the APD and Atlantic Archers. The applicant must be able to shoot at 3D targets up to a maximum of 30 yards from an elevated stand and successfully hit 3 out of 5 arrows. The Southwest Iowa cattle producer has been selected as the Region 3 winner of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association program that highlights exceptional work done by cattle producers to protect and enhance the environment. Officials of the NCBA report Nichols Farms Limited of Bridgewater was announced as the Region 3 winner in the Environmental Stewardship Award Program, or ESAP, at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver on July the 31st. The family farm operation is managed by Dave Nichols, Phyllis Nichols, and Lillian Nichols and covers Adair, Adams, and Cass counties. Nichols Farms, an internationally known seed stock producer and cow-calf operation, will compete for national ESAP title with six other regional winners. The national winner will be announced during the Cattle Industry Annual Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio, Texas, in February of 2015. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Ross E. Bornholt, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Ross Bornholt will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael James Getz, age 82, of Harlan, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Mike Getz will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Linda Lou Flug, age 63, of Harlan, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Flug will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clay Belcher, age 94, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Celebration of life services for Clay Belcher will be today at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Alvin Buck Armentrout, age 93, of Irwin, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Buck Armentrout will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Owen Marnin, age 73, of Oneida, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Francis Marnin will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida has the arrangements. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Oneida, died Thursday at her home. Services for Sherry Denny are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Ann Mildred Harris, age 95, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Israel Family Hospice in Ames. Funeral services for Mildred Harris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.